From wherever you may be, glad that you are here listening to the weekly conversation that we do with Rick Limpert, who covers sports, technology, lots of other stuff. He's on Twitter, Rick Roswell, and the hub for everything that Rick does online at wirelesswednesday.live. Rick, you're in Dallas. What's happening?
Well, Sully, all the reports of the gas shortage appear to be a little overblown because there's two gas stations right near where I'm staying, and they both have gas, and there's no long lines. So maybe it's just in certain parts of Texas that there's a gas shortage.
Well, we got a big football game there happening, Florida and Michigan, the Advocare Classic, and that's at AT&T Stadium. But we're going to talk about a couple of other things surrounding that.
Yeah, well, so I'm kind of trying an experiment here this week, Sully, with Hotels.com. We've seen their commercials. They're a partner here with the game. And I'm making and doing all my reservations and all my travel, trying to do it through Hotels.com this week to see if that's possible. And it is possible. So they have some new stuff coming out. I always like following the online travel booking companies because things change so fast. And really, that's really how we book our travel now these days. And people will travel to watch football and other sports. So great to have a flawless experience with the hotels.com.
Well, let's talk about some technology that folks can use while they're traveling. No doubt if you listen to News Talk Radio, you've heard reports from people calling in, sadly, during storms and giving live accounts of what's happening with wind going in the background. That can be an annoyance for a lot of people when they're having conversations, but this wind blocker is a small portable cover for your smartphone's microphone.
Yes, yeah, so every radio station and TV station that does a call-in from somewhere should have a wind blocker there at their disposal. So it's there's two different types. There's a little type you put over your mic piece on your smartphone, and there's another one that plugs into your smartphone, and it gives you crystal clear audio. I should be using one here today with some background noise I have, but mine's up in the room. But it's for an important call or just being able to, for someone to hear what you're saying, this wind blocker is a great device, under $10, an accessory we all should have for our smartphones.
Never be without the ability to charge all of your devices. Rick, we know that you carry a lot of devices, computers, laptops, cell phones, tablets. You've got it all kinds of gadgets. Tell us about this My Charge Adventure Ultra.
Yeah, I'll be trying to get two smartphones and a My Charge Adventure Ultra into the stadium today, so I don't run out of power. But just a great device from MyCharge, which makes a lot of great charging devices. I've used for about 2 years now this company. Now their latest device has a USB-C port and two USB ports, so it'll charge just about all your devices, more and more things. Having USB-C capability, so it charges quick. This will even charge a laptop or other bigger devices for your tailgate for $129.
You can definitely be a hero when you're the person who has the charger on them to get all the devices charged up for your friends at any gathering that you might have going on. How about smartphone cases? Rick, I just got a new iPhone 7. I'm always a year behind. I'm not up to current phone tech like you are. But tell us about these Toast-made smartphone cases that are really pretty good.
Well, I'll see if I can get you a new case or cover for your Sully. But Toast, they customize smartphone cases. So if you're looking for something really unique, you have a gadget that you want to show that's 100% you, Toast makes these. They're also great gifts, and they put artwork on them. They're made of wood and other very classy devices, and people will notice your smartphone when it's in these Toast cases. So check out toastmade.com. It's hard to describe all the different things they have available, but they do a great job, and they're really affordable as well.
Well, as I'm talking to you on the hotels.com line this morning, I will remind you, just to clarify, it's an iPhone 7 Plus that I have. So
go big or go home.
Make sure you get the big case for me there. Lil Gadgets, headphones and earbuds with a volume limit for kids. This is so important, Rick, because hearing is critical in our lives, and oftentimes we don't think about it too much, and we really should.
Yeah, kids' ears are developing, so you don't want to give them a doctor set of Dr. Dre's or Bose that's going to blast their ears out. So this has a volume control on it where it won't go over a certain amount no matter how high they turn it up. They look nice. They come in different styles, different colors. Kids can connect multiple headphones to one device with the share port feature. And I found something this is also good maybe for elderly people or people that don't want to that already have hearing problems that don't want to blast the loud music in or loud talk into their ears. So really anyone can use these. They're made for kids especially, but again, great price points, under $30.
The Arcos Driver Tuning and 360. This is for golfers. We know that you like golf, and I guess you admittedly are not incredible at it, but yeah, I know you enjoy it. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I've been to my game struggling, Sully, but this is helping a little bit. These sensors attached to your clubs, then you hook it in via Bluetooth to your smartphone, and you get instant feedback on your shots. It gives you tips. There's two different products, the driver product and then the Arcos 360. So a sensor for every club records and analyzes every one of your shots. You can go back and reference it and see how you did. You store the information to see how you played certain holes on your favorite courses. So really this does a lot of things designed the last 5 years, which is rare in these tech fields where new things come out every year. This is one you can keep with you for a while.
And again, if you have a golfer on your gift list coming up Christmas, never too early to talk about that. ArcosGolf.com. That's ArcosGolf. Golf.com. How about this tip and split? It's not really a smartphone accessory, but what is it?
Yeah, go and look at this, Sully. This is a very cool device, tipandsplit.com. So it's kind of like a 5-in-1 or more in one device. So it's got a little magnifying glass to help you read a menu, and it's got a little calculator that helps you calculate tips. Split checks, that's always handy when you got that one guy that orders a bunch of food and said, everyone just put in $5, and he takes advantage of the whole situation. So you don't have to squint. You don't have to worry about your server not getting their fair share. This has been shown on a bunch of TV shows. I got one, Sully. I'm trying it out. And my wife really likes it. She's got it in her purse. So when we go out to eat, we can try it out. $26 for this. Not too pricey for a device that does all that it does. So tipandsplit.com.
Make sure you tip your server well, though, because remember, you go out to a restaurant expecting, you know, I mean, we can often expect for them to put on a show for us. Well, we can put on a show for them with a nice tip, and that'll make their day, and that's good karma out there in the world, and that's something that we like to put out there. I know, Rick.
I love those stories when the $20 bill and the couple gives the waitress that's hardworking a $100 tip. You get those every once in a while around the holidays, and they're fun to do. So this Tippett's also has a little light on it as well. So if you're reading something and have a hard time seeing something in a low-light environment, that little light comes in handy.
Well, Rick, I know you're in Dallas, but lots of folks thinking about the Louisiana coast, the Texas coast, Houston, of course. Reminder to folks that they can support the Red Cross with a $10 donation by texting the word Harvey to 90999. And also Wendy here at Radio 105.7 has done a great job putting together a collection of links if you want to support hyper locally there to in Houston, some great food banks and animal rescue outfits there in Houston. Radio1057.com/Wendy, and I know you're praying for those people as well.
Yep, I bought some bags of toiletries to the Texas Rangers baseball game. They had a donation bin set up last night and donated some of those right while I was here in Texas. So, yeah, give what you can.
Good work by you, Rick. Wish that your visit to Texas was under better circumstances, but hope you enjoy the ball game today. And, of course, a reminder, text the word Harvey to 90999 to make a $10 donation to the American Red Cross. Look forward to chatting with you next week, and safe travels to and from to you, Rick.
Yep, AdvoCare Classic today, Sully. Be at the football game and have a good time. So, enjoy all the football there this weekend in Atlanta.